Corona Queens has been reeling since the pandemic began, but some people who lost their jobs due to COVID are now banding together while selling goods or food at Corona Plaza. WNYC's Catalina Gornelo takes us to the bustling market.
Jose Hernandez comes to Corona Plaza around once a week.
Yes, maybe on a Friday or a Sunday.
He lives in Flushing, Queens, but when he's feeling homesick for Mexico, he heads here.
Because this is like pretending that you're in Mexico. It's the same. The stalls, the tacos, the clothes, the food. It reminds you of Mexico.
On a Friday evening, the plaza is bustling with vendors. The smell of grilled meat wafts through the air. Each stand with its own soundtrack. Before the pandemic, only a few vendors shared the space. Some in the community, like Rosaria Troncoso, lost their job and turned to vending to get by.
And from there, well, I liked it more than anything because I'm in charge of my own schedule, my own everything.
Most of the vendors operate without the proper city permits. They're infamously difficult to obtain because of a cap on licenses. But the vendors have organized, forming the Corona Plaza Street Vendor Association. Troncoso is the group's president.
It's a lot of work, but I like it. I want to do the work so we can continue working together.
With help from the nonprofit Street Vendor Project, the association drew a map for the stands, created rules and regulations for operating at the plaza, and organized cleanups. As a group, the vendors have been able to level with elected officials and city agencies to keep running their businesses without fear of fines, confiscation, or arrest. Maya Kondo's food truck, Tacos al Gusto, has been at the plaza for 6 years.
I see a lot of organization. The vendors don't feel as fearful as before when we come to sell. Not necessarily that we have to be on the lookout.
Queensborough President Donovan Richards also created a task force to tackle issues around sanitation at the plaza.
That plaza is a beacon of hope. It's a beacon of light. It's a place where people come together.
Richards and other advocates hope the organizing around Corona Plaza can serve as a model for how the city manages vending in other public spaces. Catalina Gonella, WNYC News.